This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
According to the Financial Times today, Amazon is close to entering the on-demand music market as soon as next month. It would join a crowded space that includes the likes of Spotify and Tidal. Marketplace's Rima Kreis is following this from our Los Angeles newsroom. Hi, Rima.
Hey, David.
Sounds like Amazon's finalizing a deal with some major labels here.
Yeah, they are. Amazon's service would reportedly give subscribers unlimited ad-free music. You know, play it anywhere you want, online or offline. And in terms of price, Amazon would charge customers $9.99. And David, if that number sounds familiar, it's because that's also what Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, and Google Play all charge.
Now, I was on Amazon the other day, and I already was able to stream some music. Aren't they already in the music streaming business?
Yeah, they are. But that streaming service is only a thing for Amazon Prime subscribers, and that library isn't nearly as expansive when you compare it to others. So it's likely Amazon's new service will have much more to offer. Also, Amazon is reportedly going to roll out a second cheaper streaming service that would be only $5 a month, but you need to own an Echo, which is Amazon's voice-controlled speaker. I talked with George Howard, who teaches music business management at Berklee College of Music, and he says the Echo is what would differentiate Amazon from, say, Apple.
And it's just because it's so darn simple to walk into a room and say, Alexa, play Dave Brubeck, and it just sort of magically happens. The Amazon Echo is the growth point.
Right now, Spotify and Apple Music are definitely in the lead when it comes to this space. Apple Music has about 15 million customers. Spotify has double that number. And when you look at streaming as a whole, I mean, it's huge. It generated $2.4 billion last year. That was the music industry's single biggest source of revenue.
Marketplace's Rima Kreis, thanks.